And now we are joined by Mabube Mushahi. She's a refugee from the 12,000 Captive Souls, which is a group of asylum seeker and refugee activists who have been organizing week-long protests outside Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill's electorate office in Oakley against the cruelty of the fast-track system. Welcome to the show, Mabube.
Good morning. Thank you for giving the chance that I can tell about our protests and explain about our issues.
Yeah, it's our pleasure to have you on the show. Mabube, can you please first tell our listeners about these protests that you've organized? Like, how long have you been protesting for? And, yeah, just give us a bit of a background to them.
Yeah, actually, this sit-down strike is against the government's neglect of a big group of asylum seekers who is living in Australia more than a decade in limbo without any visa. And this sit-down strike was planned from Monday, 18th of the September, till today, 22nd of the September, 8 o'clock in the morning until 5 p.m., 5 days in a row, and at the front of the Claire O'Neill's office. And, among of us, kids, women, men, from mainly Iran, Afghanistan, Iraq, and Sri Lanka.
Hey, and this is Jacob, who is the co-presenter. And I guess the next question I want to ask is, can you tell us about the injustice of this fast-track system, and how is it impacting on you and other people? Like, and specifically, how does it impact on children?
Yeah, actually, fast-track policy was approved with the previous government by Scott Morrison. That means when asylum seeker rejected by first interview, they could no longer defend themselves in person in the next stage. An organization called IAA, that means Immigration Assessment Authority, reviewed the cases during 6 weeks, completely unfair, completely injustice, without any actual people. And when the Albanese government, during the election, they completely acknowledged about the so-called fast-track refugee system does not provide a fair and robust assessment process, and that's why they promise us and assure us they transfer all cases and ask to review with the independent tribunal. But and they assured all asylum seekers that no refugee left behind, but they didn't give us any certain plan. And now we feel completely ignored after election. Yeah. And, you know, it completely impacts for kids, women, girls, men, because without any visa, we can't, some of kids not any Medicare, doesn't have any Medicare. Some of people not allowed to work, some of yes. And we believe most of the people working and paying tax more than decade, but we still cannot go, for example, to the overseas to hug our parents, to visit our parents. And we can't invite our parents inside of Australia. And we can't get the loan. We can't get the credit. We can't, you know, it's completely living in limbo. And lots of people even struggle for enrollment of the kids in the school because we don't have any visa. And, you know, it's the main suffering peak is the uncertain plan, uncertain time. It's more than decades, you know, 11 years, 10 years. It's just a digit for people. But every moment, it's just our life is passed without any visa, and we're suffering for that. And you can't imagine during all protests how emotional things happen with the kids instead of enjoying their life in peace, instead of enjoying during the school holidays, stay with the parents, hold the placards about enough is enough, about we living in limbo, you know?
Yeah, it is heartbreaking to hear this just unnecessary suffering and uncertainty, especially on children. I mean, it's amazing that these strikes, these protests are happening for such a long time between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. And yeah, it is heartbreaking to hear that, you know, like their school holidays, they're kind of using them to raise awareness. But, you know, we're all with you. Mabube, I mean, it is this fast track system. It is about punishing people who came here by boat, really, because, you know, the former coalition government established this to process thousands of asylum seekers who actually arrived by boat between 2012 and 2014. And just wanted you to sort of comment on Labor's promise to end the cruel practice of imposing these temporary protection visas onto people, you know, found to meet the definition of, you know, refugee. It could have done this very easily. The government could have just, with the stroke of a pen, immediately after it was elected, but it didn't. So, you know, what can you tell us about the Albanese's government on this issue?
Actually, we believe that Albanese's government completely forget us after election. You can imagine how much hope came back to all asylum seekers when Albanese's government announced no refugee left behind, you know. And they did not give us the certain plan about how to solve our problem. Our cases stuck in the court or immigration with the uncertain time. And, you know, this unlimited time killing us. That means we are living in limbo without any visa. That means we live in limbo and we live without a visa with unlimited time. And that means we are people. You know, the finish this situation is like a nightmare for us, especially for Iranians. And, you know, I believe lots of all the world heard about the Iran situation, and especially all MPs, all governments just say about we stand up with Iranian people, Iranian girls, Iranian women, but through their eyes for us in Australia, living in Australia, and I constantly ask to Andrew Giles and government, please have a look at us without any visa, all girls, women, men and kids living without visa, and it's completely suffering us, you know. If they give them any chance to asylum seeker for working, by giving the permanency, they completely can contribute with the Australian community and build up the Australia. You know, lots of the engineer, builder, doctor, nurse among us. And, you know, I am a nurse, and I stood up with Australia during the pandemic situation. And I expect Australia to stand with me, you know? And, it's really, you can't imagine what was happening during these 5 days. I was crying when I see the kids middle of the street and talk loudly, please give us in Australia by safe. We need to feel safe. We need to feel welcoming from behind of the Australia, you know?
The next question, I wanted to, how can people help build the refugee movement and show solidarity? And I guess what are some of the things that we can do? Maybe you can also tell us a bit about how we can support the group, 12,000 Captive Souls. And of course, when is the next protest?
As I said, indeed, our kids are real victim of the fast track policy. And they are very innocent. And I believe if the people acknowledge about the asylum seeker situation and how the suffering these days we are under pressure, I like all people, just send the email to Suburbs MP, to Andrew Giles, about stop and giving the chance for asylum seeker by giving permanency, you know, and just support us. We don't need any Centrelink benefits. We're all educated. We're all working. We're all paying tax. And we can very, you know, and that's why we need the support of people. Lots of people didn't heard about some kids born in Australia, but still without any visa, without any Medicare. And when we try to talk to them during these 5 days, they're shocking. And say, oh my goodness, it's impossible, impossible. And we said, yes, it's like a nightmare. And, you know, giving the permanency, it's really like a miracle for us. You know, and I would like to say, everybody, if the government give us the permanency, it's too late and very slow with unlimited time until we can't visit our past. We can hug our parents in more than decades. We don't need any visa anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Every people suffering of this position, the kids, you know, when we came in Australia, my eldest one, my daughter was 6 years old. Now she is 16. And she's completely under the anxiety and depression because she doesn't have any imagine for future. About the university. All her classmates talk about the plans for university, but she can't. And that's why she always absent of the higher school and say, Mommy, what's the point of going to high school? Because we can't go to university. And some of the young girls, young kids, without any visa, without any Medicare, just confused about that. We are Australian, we are Iranian. What happened? You know, and that's why I would like to people support on and ask the government, to MPs, suburb MPs, and send the email to stop and finish this cruel policy and cautious urgently about us.
Yeah, we can hear the emotion in your voice, Mabube. I know you've been, you know, doing these protests all week long, and it must be very exhausting. And, you know, we know one of the biggest, one of the cruelest things about these temporary visas is there's no right to family reunion. So families have been kept apart for years and years. But we are seeing more and more refugees organizing themselves, organizing protests against the inhumane treatment. I mean, you escaped repression in Iran, Mabube, and now you're fighting for equal rights for all. And solidarity to you and all the protesters, including the children, and also the hunger striker, the courageous 60-year-old Iranian asylum seeker, Mr. Syed. You were telling me about him yesterday, that he fainted. So we are thinking of you, and we're about to wrap up the interview, so is there anything else you would like to let listeners know?
Yeah, actually, as you said, one of our guys, under the lots of pressure, under completely disappointed of this situation, his name is Saeed Razi, 60 years old man. He, under the hunger strike from Sunday morning until now, and he was fainted yesterday, and now he rests in the Monash Hospital. And you can't imagine what's happening yesterday. Emotional things, lots of people around him were crying. And we believe we not deserve for this situation. We not deserve it. That's all. And ask the government, please urgently review our process and give us the permanency. Yesterday, there was a conference with Andrew Giles, and lots of the people and organization of refugees supporting, but still nobody talk about asylum seekers left behind. Nobody about what's the planning for cancel of the IAA or cancel of the fast-track policy and urgently process our cases. Nobody talk about that until we say something during the conference. and then, you know, they try to explain just basic things, no plan, no decision, and no express empathy even, you know? And hopefully one day is finish out this nightmare for all families as asylum seekers.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us, Mabube. We know how difficult it has been for you and lots of other refugees and asylum seekers, and we hope Mr. Syed recovers and that you win these demands. And we encourage anyone listening to support these protests led by refugees to join them outside of 17 to 19 Atherton Road, Oakley, outside Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill's electorate office in Oakley. Thanks once again, Mabube, for joining us.
Thank you so much for listening to me. Thank you.
Thanks.